High School Football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle with Matt Lehman from the Chuck Miller Athletic Facility at Vandercook Lake High School, where the Jayhawks are in front 14-6. Hanover Horton driving. We switch ends. Hanover Horton moving left to right now from our perspective here. They've got a second and about 3 yards from the Jayhawks' 37-yard line. And we got some discussion going on in the field. I don't know. It looks like we have an official trying to get an olive branch extended between two players there. Sportsmanship talk. You know, that's something I've always, at the high school level, I like to see the officials, you know, being a part of the teaching and getting these kids.
Absolutely. I agree.
Showing a little sportsmanship. And the officials, you know, just as qualified to coach that as anyone, because they have to deal with
They're right down there. Yeah. I mean, they're, especially in football.
I certainly see their fair share of opportunities to not be sportsmen, so officials have to exercise some restraint as well. And we get the handoff up the middle to Shonard, and he is hit immediately. Malik Wilkson on the tackle this time. And that's it. Again, that points to, you got Malik Wilkes and Zathan Allen, both outstanding running the ball, and they're both important to the defense as well.
Great two-way players.
And that was a big hit, as it's going to bring up a third down now for Hanover Horton. And they lose about an inch on that play, but we'll still call it 33.
You know, I tell you, this offense that Hanover runs, this wing tee, I think you just got to hit everybody. You got to hit every one of those backs every play. You just tackle everybody.
And this time the give is to Kruger. He's got a first down. Finding that room up the middle once again. Gets into that second tier of the defense. They'll move the chains, and Hanover Horton keeps the drive alive, trying to keep pace with the Jayhawks, who scored on their first two possessions. And this is the second possession for Hanover Horton. Out-of-town scoreboard, Jackson High leads Sexton 14-6 in the second quarter. First and 10 for the Comets at the 31. Wing T formation. Zeman takes the snap, gives to Kruger, and he's hit immediately. That's a loss of about a yard on the play.
23, Austin Kruger on the carry.
Kruger has been the primary ball carrier here. And he's slow to get up on. No, it's not Kruger, it's one of the linemen. Slow to get up at this point, and that's a third Hanover Horton player that we've had to stop the clock for with an injury, and he's clearly in a great deal of pain. And the player down on the field is Hunter Robinson, Hanover Horton Jr., offensive lineman.
Former Concord student.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm often amazed, Matt, by your recollection of who attended at any time Concord. And it seems like everybody who's good went to Concord. Remember, who was that? Will Rodriguez from Vandercook Lake.
He was trained at Concord.
Will Rodriguez, a fantastic basketball player. You know, Matt, I am looking forward to the basketball season again, too.
So am I.
And I enjoy the football games, and football frenzy is a lot of fun.
I've watched a million football games in my life, but I've never coached football. So it's, you know, this has been a little bit of an adjustment, but
sure.
I know just about enough to be dangerous.
Hunter Robinson escorted off the field. If I had to, again, speculate on the injury, it looks like an ankle.
Yep.
Maybe a knee.
Big guys get little guys rolling on them down there. Looks like that might be what it is.
So Hanover Horton will next man up, huddling up on the sideline. Second and he didn't lose that. Do we really? We're going back here too. Looks like second and 16. Do we have a penalty on the play, Matt, that I didn't notice?
That's a good question.
And that'd be the only answer. So second down, 16 yards for the Comets.
To go to the teleprompter.
Let's get that instant replay up on the scoreboard. So the Comets line up. And just about ready to go here. We have one wide receiver for Hannover Horton right now. Three in the backfield. That wing T formation I'm familiar with for them. Zeman takes the snap. Give is up the middle to Kruger, and six different Jayhawks pile on, and he is pulled down in the backfield. No gain. And now he's slow to get up. Does get an assist. Might not have been Kruger on the play. That was looks like it was Tommy Schoenert maybe on the handoff there. So that'll bring up third and I'm counting 18, Matt.
Yeah, this is where Hanover's got to be uncomfortable. They threw six last game. They threw six passes. They're not a team that throws the ball, so third and long is tougher for a team like that. We'll see what they do here.
Zeman under center takes the snap, gives to Payne, off tackle. He's got a lot of room. He's got it back to inside the original line of scrimmage over the 30.
Manageable now. Be about fourth and nine, maybe fourth and eight.
And from the 30-yard line, this may be a let's go for it on fourth down situation. Maybe some substitutions for the sideline. Fourth down and 9 yards. 9:20 to go here in the second quarter from Vandercook Lake High School, the Chuck Miller Athletic Facility, K105.3's Football Frenzy, Friday night. Still waiting on that list of qualifiers for that 2016 Chevy Cruze. We do get a punt, and it goes out of bounds. It's not going to be a great punt.
Number 20, on the punt.
They're signaling it at about the 20-yard line. Vandercook Lake with the first stop of the night, leading 14-6, they'll have possession from their own 20-yard line. So this would be the worst field position they've had to start.
Well, Hannover Horton's defense is going to have to—they're going to have to step up right here and get a stop because they—the first two drives they haven't really haven't done anything to slow Vandercook down.
So we'll see what adjustments get made and what they're able to do. Hancock comes under center. Wilkes in motion to give us to him. He's got a lot of room off tackle. Grabbed at the 25, pulled down at the 27. First down, 7 yard gain again for the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks, and they continue to eat up yards on each and every play.
Addison's up 19-7 on Napoleon. 5 minutes left in the second quarter. Manchester just got a safety at Grass Lake. They're out now up 16-7.
16 unanswered for the Flying Dutchman. Give us to a new ball carrier this time, Chris Paul.
Number 20
for the Jayhawks.
He's
pulled down
a late flag.
And
it's going to be on Vandercook. You can tell by the reaction of the Hanover team.
What you're getting is these the wide receivers for Vandercook are getting downfield to block, and they're not stopping when the whistle goes.
Unsportsmanlike.
Penalty was against the Jayhawks.
And Steve Wolven, not happy about the call, head coach for Vandercook Lake. Both he and Rich Hall out on the field giving a peace of mind to the official. But that will move it back 15 yards inside the 15-yard line.
The junior class is selling
We'll see if Hanover can capitalize on the penalty, get a stop here, maybe maintain some field position and keep themselves on the same pace as the Jayhawks. With 8:13 to go in the second quarter, it's 14-6. Vandercook in front. And it looks like a little change of play. We'll stop the clock here now. Confusion, it looks like, on the field. Now we'll start it up. Hancock out there. Almost looked like he was changing the play. Wilkes goes into motion. Cuts it back. Give is to him. He finds some room.
Look at that.
And he continues to just break tackles to get those tough yards. So on the 3rd and 15, he gets about 10. And we'll have a 4th down and 5 for the Jayhawks.
Brings up 4th down.
4th and 4, let's call it. Good spot on the play. Malik Wilkes is just running so hard tonight.
You know, he's got, you know, they have to, you know, Vandercook has to punt here. But I tell you, you know, Hanover hasn't stopped them, really. Vandercook stopped themselves on this drive with a bad penalty.
Kick is up, punt is away. Received at the 40.
Fumble.
He fumbles it. Picked up. Looks like the Comets might hold on to possession. No, they're giving Jayhawk ball.
Now there is a flag down at about the 45-yard line. Not sure what that is.
So the punt comes down about the 40-yard line. He receives it with a man directly in his face. Tries to sidestep him. Ball comes loose and just a pile of players come at it. We're getting a signal for Jayhawk ball.
I thought Hanover recovered it, so.
That's what it looked like.
It looked like, but it's like the Vandercook player wrestled away from the Hanover player.
Vandercook leg kicks a timeout. We will take a one-minute break and come back with more action on your Friday Night Football Frenzy. Jayhawks 14, Comets 6 on K105.3.
While we take a break from the game, here are the latest qualifiers during our tailgate from Art Main Chevrolet on the two-year lease of the Chevy Cruze. Here are the 10 qualifiers tonight. Gino Balsita, Kim Poe, Shelly Van Epps, Charmaine Balsita, Amber Bushinski, Corey Kilgrove, Peg Moore, Julie Eicher, Kim Foster, and Missy Kilgrove. Congratulations. You guys are in the running for a two-year lease on a Chevy Cruze with Art Main Chevrolet and your Football Frenzy station, K105. 5.3.
Lomar Machine and Tool in Horton manufactures machines, tools, fixtures, gauges, and test equipment for today's manufacturing age. From automotive to aerospace, agriculture to appliances, military to medical, Lomar Machine and Tool has got you covered. Lomar Machine and Tool, 135 Main Street in Horton. Call 563-8136. That's 563-8136.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
So out of the timeout, Hancock with a deep pass. It's caught. Both the offensive player and defensive player kind of battling for the football. And in occasion like that, the play goes to the offensive player. Goes out of bounds. And we've got a first and goal for the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks after a couple of big plays for them on the punt, the turnover, and then they get the big pass play. They're knocking on the door, ready to go ahead here. They lead 14-6 with 6:43 to go in this first half.
Touchdown.
Gives up the middle to Zathan Allen. Barely touches. He goes right up the middle into the end zone. And the Jayhawks do indeed score. And they have scored on each possession they've had so far in this game. We don't want to count that. We'll say they did get stopped. Fourth possession, yep. Technically.
Technically their fourth possession, but they can't overturn it over on the punt.
20-6 now with an extra point.
And pending. I think you can say that... I'm not sure Hanover stopped them. I think Vandercook stopped themselves on that drive with that personal foul penalty.
20-6 now. Vandercook's advantage. Devin Chaney will kick the extra point. He fakes it.
Going for two.
He will pass to the end zone for two. And nothing doing on that one. Incomplete pass. 20-6 is the lead with 6:43 to go here in the second quarter. We'll take a 30-second break after the score. Come back with a kickoff on your K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Wilby Transit Mix is a family-owned company serving Jackson for over 100 years. Jackson's only locally owned ready-mix concrete producer. With a fully stocked showroom open to the public with concrete-related tools, sealers, and stamped concrete supplies, Fendt pavers, cultured stone and retaining wall dealer, plus a fully stocked concrete block yard, and a complete supply of bag pre-mixed concrete, cement, and repair compounds for the do-it-yourselfers. Crushed concrete, stone, sand, and gravel available too. Wilby Transit Mix. Stop in today at 2323 Brooklyn Road.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman coming to you live from the Chuck Miller Athletic Facility here at Vandercook Lake High School, where the Jayhawks lead the Comets 20-6. And after the score, the Comets ready to receive, try and get back on the scoreboard. Number 32, Tommy Shonar, deep to receive. Also back there, Robbie Payne. And we'll set things up here. Stay tuned for the halftime report coming for you. Collins Brothers Floor Covering, our fine sponsor for halftime activities here on your K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Columbia Central out of town scoreboard, 7-0 at halftime over Hudson, looking to go to 4-0. Jackson High and Sexton tied 14-all, second quarter.
And a short kickoff handled by Hanover Horton, not much of a return. And we will get that to about the 38-yard line. So a decent field position to start things out for the Comets as they try to get back to action here. Looking to erase some of this deficit.
Well, you know, you got 6:38 left in the half. Hanover can drive down, score. You know, be close to halftime, maybe halftime. Hanover gets the ball to start the second half. You know, this is a big drive for Hanover Horton.
Bunch in tight, and I almost thought we were going to get a flag for a false start on there, Matt. Nothing happened. The run doesn't go very far. Snuffed out by the Vandercook Lake defense.
Well, Vandercook's made some adjustments that it's been successful.
Scott Bowden on that carry. Does get about a yard on the play, second and nine from the 40-yard line. 6:08 here in the first half. As the sun starts to go down, there has been a threat of rain a little bit, but Matt, doesn't look any of that's going to happen until much later tonight, which is a good thing. Last time we were here at Vandercook Lake, we had storms in the area.
We're here till about midnight, weren't we? It seemed like it.
Felt like it. Handoff, off tackle, left side. And
another fumble.
Another fumble and a turnover. Vandercook Lake recovers and they'll get the possession back.
First down.
And the Vandercook defense now stepping up, creating some turnovers with the special teams as well. 5:44 left in the half, and Vandercook plenty of time to put some more points on the scoreboard. Vandercook League gets that offense back on the field, and Malik Wilkes and Zathan Allen have both been pretty impressive today running the football. And we've seen Hancock with a couple of big pass plays, so the offense continues to fire on all cylinders. Wilkes now in the kind of end around. He's
look
got
out.
A lot of room on trying to find some room. The sideline cuts it back in. And he's called. He stepped out of bounds.
Number two, Malik Wilkes on the carry.
Malik Wilkes with about a 17-yard gain on the carry. Gets into deep Comet territory here.
He just grabbed a hold of his downfield blocker and just threw him into the Hanover kid with the block.
He did. Strong runner and fast. The combination of speed and power that you like to see in a running back. And Wilkes will get a rest on the play. Allen, Poe in the backfield with Applegate. And the give is to Allen. Around the end, he breaks a tackle, breaks another one. And he's going to get it down to about the 15-yard line. Another nice run by Allen. And the Jayhawks offense continues to just get the positive yardage on each and every play. As we have just over five minutes to go in the first half. Ball security become a problem for Comets here in the second quarter. A couple turnovers, and Vandercook Lake has been able to capitalize, leading 20-6. Allen in motion, fakes the pitch, Hancock back to pass. Got an open man downfield, fires incomplete. Actually pretty well covered there by the Comets defense.
Well, Hancock went back there, and he actually looked like he checked off a couple receivers and looked for the third receiver. You know, he's impressive in the pocket. I really like that kid.
I kind of get the feeling like he was, he wanted to go for it all. He throws to the guy in the end zone looking for the big play. 4:50 to go here in the first half. And it'll be third and about four for Vandercook Lake. Huddle breaks. Hancock under center. We've got Cooper wide to his left. Allen, Wilkes, and Applegate in the backfield. Allen goes in motion. Fakes the handoff again. Back to pass. Hancock's got an open man on the sideline.
First down.
It is Chase Pierce. Catches it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be a first down. First and goal for Vanacook Lake. Now inside the 10-yard line. And that was a nice looking play and a good pass. Good zip on the ball. I was just commenting to you, Matt, before the game. That's the same pass play I saw Peyton Manning throw last night. And it felt like it took a half an hour for the ball to get over that receiver. In this case, a lot of zip on that pass for Hancock.
That was a good game last night, by the way.
Yeah, exciting conclusion. I couldn't stay up for it, though. The gives to Wilkes up the middle. He's got a lot of room. Tripped up just over the 5-yard line. He'll get down to about the 3.
Number 2, Malik Wilkes on a carry.
Surprising those times when that Allen and Wilkes both get that first burst through the line, and it just looks like no one can catch him. I didn't even see the tackler that eventually brought him down. But we'll have second and goal now from inside the 5-yard line, about the 3.5-yard line, let's call it. Cooper wide left, Pierce wide right. And the give is to Applegate as he battles, and they're trying to bring him down. Looks like they've stopped the progress, so whistle play dead. He's got about a yard. Yep. Yard, maybe two to the one.
That side official looks like about the inside the 2 anyways.
Number 33, Dylan Applegate.
So they bring up third and about a yard and a half.
Brought down by 52.
For the goal. Vanacook Lake leading here with 3:50 left in the second quarter. And caught those qualifiers during one of our earlier breaks for the 2-year Chevy Cruze lease from Art Main. Make sure you get to the website at K153.com and put in that code word. Give us to Malik Wilkes. Off tackle. He's into the end zone on his feet. And that is a fourth touchdown here in the first half for Vanacook Lake. Second for Wilkes, 2 for Allen. And the Jayhawks offense continues to be impressive.
Very efficient. Just running the right down handle his throat right now.
Steve Wolven and the coaching staff of the Jayhawks have to be pleased with the on-field product this year as they certainly look strong and contend for that Cascades Conference title. They'll go for 2 here on the play. Hancock back to pass, pulls it down, pressure, and he's brought down in the backfield, sacked.
3-point conversion is no good.
On that play, 76 Kyle White making the tackle. So 26-6, a 20-point Vanacook Lake Jayhawk lead. We'll take a 30-second break in your football frenzy. Final 3.5 of the first half coming up. K105.3.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle with Matt Lehman live at the Chuck Miller Athletic Facility, Vanacook Lake High School, with the Jayhawks. Now with a commanding 26-6 lead with 3.5 to go here in the first half. On WKHM FM, Jackson, K105.3, as we head toward 8 o'clock. The Jayhawks looking to kick off. And deep to receive is Shonard. Also back there, looks like Kruger. Kick is up and is caught. Shonard with a lot of room. And that room closed off quickly. He's pulled down near the 24-yard line. That's where Hanover Horton will look to get things going again. Still haven't really been bad on offense, Matt, but it's been ball security.
It is.
That has cost them the last 2 possessions.
Well, it's 2 bad turnovers for Hanover. I mean, Hanover has moved the ball well on offense in this game. You know, I think Vandercook's made it a little tougher here the last couple of drives, but still Hanover's moved the ball. But the fumble on the punt return and the fumble on the last offensive possession, and Vanacook scored both. Yeah, that's, again, this is, Hanover's not a team that's built to come from behind. They're down 20 right now.
Unless they break a big play, they're not going to go out and put up quick points.
Or they force some turnovers defensively. Now they do get the ball. Like I said, they get the ball to start the second half. They got 3:22 left in the half. They could put a drive together. You know, make it, 26-14, come out, get a drive to start the second half, you're back in the game. So this is important. This is important. 3:22 left in the second quarter for Hanover.
At the half, we'll have the Collins Brothers floor covering halftime report. We'll check on some of our out-of-town scores so you can keep up with everything going on in the area, high school football-wise. Blue Water Pools, Flavor Fruit Farms, Jackson YMCA, County National Bank, and Wilby Transit Mix on the game. And, geez, you bring up Flavor Fruit Farms, Matt. You start thinking about donuts and cider. It's getting toward that time, right? Starting to feel a little bit like fall.
It does. Trees are changing a little bit.
Temps are going to be a lot cooler this weekend. We're hoping the rain's going to hold off. It looks like it might till after 10 tonight. Hanover Horton now on the field, ready to get things started. First and 10 from their own 24. That wing T formation is on the field. They stay set for a long time. Gives up the middle, and it's stuffed. No. Able to break loose for a big gain here. Robbie Payne still on his feet. Nice, tough run. He gained every bit of those 9.5 yards after the first contact.
Number 8, Chase Pierce.
Nice job. Matter of fact, they'll give him all 10 yards. First down, Hanover Horton.
Tough run right there. Holy mackerel.
Yeah, they thought they had him hemmed up, and he just changed directions and wiggled and waggled his way up to the 34-yard line for a first down. Hanover Horton stays on the field now. 2:48 to go. Second quarter. Sender gives up the middle. And this time it is stuffed.
We got
a flag on the field.
It's in the area of holding.
23, Austin Kruger on the carry.
And we have Austin Kruger with the carry on that play, but he's brought down for really no gain. We'll wait to see what the flag is in relation to.
Well, looks like it's going to be on handle. Face mask
against Vandercook Lake. And again, a penalty helping Hanover Horton the field position. They'll walk it off. It's a 10-yard, 15-yard penalty. Big face mask on the pull down. That'll put it at the 50-yard line.
First down
for the Comets at the 50 with 2.5 to go. And it's starting to look like maybe they can get some points up on the board and get themselves back into this contest. Overcome those couple of turnovers. And Horton brings it out to the 50-yard line. Snap is taken. Gives up the middle. Finding some room as Kruger. He's over the 45 to the 43-yard line.
Or he's dragged down. Head down to the track, please. Junior color guard down to the track.
Kruger has looked good running that ball right up the middle. He's not a huge guy, but he's so quick through that hole. And then once he's – and you can't tell. Like I said, there's a little bit of a
lot of
misdirection.
Deception.
You can't tell if he's got that ball or not. They get right back to the line of scrimmage. This time, laid hand up Robbie Payne. He finds a lot of room up the middle. He's into the first down and up to the 35.
See, that'll stop the clock, too. So that'll get him to the
– Payne on the carry.
Now under 2 minutes in the first half. Hanover Horton finding some room to work. Looking to get in the end zone, put some points on the board before we go to the locker room. And we'll stop the clock. A charge of timeout to Vandercook Lake. We will take the timeout with them. 1 minute break, and we'll come back for the conclusion of the first half. And your K105.3 Football Frenzy, 26-6, Vandercook Lake ahead of the Comets.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Hanover Horton on the field, first and 10 from the Vandercook 35. And they give up the middle, but nowhere to run for the Comets. Dragged down.
You know, we looked at the two backs in the backfield. We thought it was either a loss of 3 or a loss of 5, and it was no gain. It was the third guy.
So good job disguising where the ball is going to go.
Second down.
Hunter Zeman under center.
Well,
let's see if we give up the middle again.
Looks like a false start.
Coming from the back judge. And indeed, false start penalty is called there. So we'll walk up with penalty. Second and 15 for the Comets.
Penalty against the Comets.
Second and 15 from the Vandercook 40-yard line. We're down to 1 minute, 1 second on the clock here in the first half. Hanover Horton trying to get some points on the board. Looking to get a couple scores back to back as they will receive the kick to start the second half. Handoff goes to Kruger to the outside. He's got some room around the corner.
Nice.
Hit at the 35 out of bounds. They'll stop the clock, and they do get it up to the original line of scrimmage for a third down attempt. So we've seen Hanover Horton continue, Matt, to be able to move the ball. Of course, the penalty works them back a little bit, and that's going to, you know, that might haunt them if they're unable to put some points up. But
well, what hurts Hanover is they really don't have any kind of a semblance of a passing game. They lost their quarterback, like I said, in week one, and that's killer. I mean, you got to be able to do both.
Third down gives to Kruger off tackle, and he's stuffed again for no gain. That'll bring up fourth down and 10 yards. Keeps the clock running, 30 seconds to go first half. And we'll see what Hammer Horton does here on the fourth down. He let the clock run down and run one last play, but with a couple of fumbles under their belt at this point, maybe they just don't want to risk it, and they'll go to the locker room. Comets do take a timeout. We'll keep it right here on the broadcast tonight for Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Hanover Horton Schools, Lomar Machine and Tool, Jackson Orthopedic Specialist, Dr. Rob Doan, and Jackson Area Subways. They opened up that new Subway out at the Student Union at Jackson College this week.
I've heard that they got they remodeled that out there. It looks
Yes, good. Apparently it's outstanding. When GOC, Greg O'Connor, who actually, when I would think of him as very even-tempered, he's actually kind of a over-the-top guy. It's either the best or the worst. There's no real in-between. He said it was amazing. I think he might have used the word amazing.
Excellent.
So they're doing nice things out of Jackson College, working on getting those four-year nursing programs and things out there. So certainly something nice that we've got working for the community here in Jackson, even though it's not a community college anymore. Just Jackson College.
Jackson College.
Get rid of that community term. Timeout wrapping up the Jayhawk defense, walking back out onto the field. Again, coming up on the Collins Brothers floor covering halftime report, we'll get some area scores for you, find out what's going on with Jackson and Sexton. They were tied at 14 at our last update. And Jackson High trying to get to 3-1 on the young season. We got coverage on K105.3 tomorrow afternoon. Lumen Christi and Northwest coming to you from Lumen Christi's actual field, Lumen Christi High School. Of course, they play a lot of their regular season games at Withington Stadium. This one will be at Lumen Christi High School out on Spring Arbor Road with Greg O'Connor and Tom Ratchford making a rare appearance here on K105.3.
Timeout.
And we get back-to-back timeouts going on here. We'll keep it here. Final 16 seconds pending here in the fourth quarter. And yeah, I guess Vandercook wanted to wait and see if the Comets were going to come out here and try to maybe fling one to the end zone, trying to get something going here on their fourth down play, or if they were prepared to punt. But we've got 16 seconds and a 26-6 Vandercook lead right now. That two-year, 24,000-mile lease on a 2016 Chevy Cruze from Art Main. Again, if you heard the code word, go to K1053.com and input the code word. That gets you qualified for that two-year lease as well. We'll give that away following the football frenzy season. Several Friday nights still to come. And we'll be back at it again next week with this same Vandercook Lake Jayhawk team. But they'll be on the road with the Grass Lake Warriors, and I'm looking forward to that one.
You know, their schedule, it almost seems like their games get a little bit harder in some ways as the season goes on, which I think bodes well. You know, I think they build a little confidence, and you know, Grass Lake is a perennial power.
Back to pass. And open man, they're going to call it a catch. First down. Now inside the 20, we'll get another timeout from the Comets. So they're able to get the first down, 10 seconds still on the clock. They take a timeout.
You know, I kind of wondered why they took so much time to call that first timeout. They actually had, you know, 40-some seconds. They kind of ran it down. They called the timeout with 16 seconds left. Then they completed the pass. Now they got the ball inside the 20-yard line with a chance to score, but they only have 10 seconds left. So not kind of questioning their clock management a little bit on that.
So we have the ball at about the 19 3/4 yard line. 10 seconds on the clock. Hanover Horton drawing up a play. That's the first completed pass for the for the Comets. And Zeman.
The first attempt. Is that the first attempt, too?
First down Comets. Don't forget.
I think they had one other attempt. I could be incorrect, but you might be right, man. We could argue about it. We won't. Let's just say that's their first attempt. One for one.
All right.
Because I don't trust my memory. It's been a long week. And I'm glad to come out here and relax and watch some high school football.
I think we're thinking that, remember when he ran that touchdown in, Zeman,
he pump faked the pass.
It looked like he was going to pass and then he ran around, so.
We'll see if he passes again. He's got three wide to the left. It's set. He's back to pass. A lot of pressure. Handles it all, flings the ball up in the air. It is nearly intercepted, knocked down with 2 seconds still on the clock. So the Comets will get one more chance. It looks like there's a flag on the field. Immediate penetration into the backfield on that one. You could tell Vandercook, like a couple players pinning their ears back and just rushing the quarterback when you get that definite passing situation.
Like I said, that Hanover does not, they just don't look comfortable throwing the ball.
Sure. It's not something they intend to do often.
No, but you get a game like this, you get down 20, and you got to get stops on defense, which they haven't done, and you got to score points.
2 seconds still on the clock. The Comets huddle up. The officials huddle up, too. We'll wait to find out what the flag represents. And you can see the official pulled out his little pocket rule book. And the players finish their huddle before the officials do. They're ready to make the call.
The penalty was against the Jayhawks.
Procedure penalty looks like against Vandercook Lake. Is that what I saw? Screening. We'll walk off the penalty. And that works in Hanover Horton's favor. Now that kind of gets them inside the 10-yard line, Matt. Does it bring in to play the running game again?
Well, it's going to be the last play of the half.
First and goal.
Unless there's a penalty. So, I think you run your best. I think you got to run your best play.
Too wide, quick pass play to the corner.
Touchdown.
And he catches it. Touchdown. High floating pass on the play.
Kyle Spink
makes the catch just inside the goal line. And we've got a Hanover Horton touchdown. 26-12, our scoreboard. We'll see what happens with the point after attempt. So after several timeouts, a lengthy deliberation by the officials, we finally get that last play of the quarter of the half run, and it's a touchdown for the Hanover Horton Comets. Big play for them,
That's
keeping them in the game.
Play.
Currently 14, they can cut it down to 12 with a two-point conversion, and that's indeed what they will attempt.
And they get the ball to start the half. They receive the kickoff, so.
Zeman under center here, wing T formation. And he's back to throw again, rolling out. He might take it himself. He does indeed. He's in the end zone. Two-point conversion is good for the Comets. And we've got a 26-14 game as we head to the halftime. Comets with a huge possession to end the half, kind of keeping themselves in this one, getting themselves back into it. And as we drag out the last seconds, it always seems to go that way where the half kind of drags to a hold as they try to make the most of it. 26-14 again, Vandercook Lake in front, but Hanover Horton, big play to end the half, Matt.
Well, threw it up to Spink. If you remember Spink, he was the guy that attempted the dunk in the basketball game.
He did. We know he's a big physical guy, strong kid.
Well, that's his brother. This is the younger brother.
Right, Kyle Spink, yeah. He's got some ups. Brock Spink, of course, was a huge part of Hanover Horton's deep run in the basketball playoffs, but Kyle Spink ready to take that Spink mantle and run with it.
Exactly.
There with the touchdown. We'll take a 3-minute break, come back with your Collins Brothers floor coverings halftime report on your K105.3 Football Frenzy Friday, 26-14 Vandercook Lake Jayhawks in front of the Hanover Horton Comets.
K105.3 presents the Halftime Report, a look back at the first half of tonight's game and a look ahead to the second half. Once again, here's Steve Boyle and Matt Lehman.
Collins Brothers floor covering halftime report from Vandercook Lake High School, the Chuck Miller Athletic Facility. The Jayhawks scored on four out of five possessions. Of course, one of them was a punt that turned into another possession, a fumble recovery. And that's really the difference here, Matt, the couple of turnovers that Vandercook Lake was able to turn into points.
I really don't think either team stopped each other offensively. I mean, both teams moved the ball well. But those two turnovers are looming big for Hanover.
The Jayhawks impressive with their two-headed running back game there. Zathan Allen and Malik Wilkes both with two scores. What is the scoring breakdown for the first half, Matt?
Well, Vandercook started off the scoring. Allen from 1 yard out, extra point good. Vandercook led 7-0. Hanover Horton answered on a 9-yard run by Zeman. Extra point was no good. Vandercook 7-6. Then Wilkes on a 20-yard run. Extra point was good, 14-6 Vandercook. That was at the end of the first quarter. Second quarter, Vandercook scored on the first two possessions. Allen on a 4-yard run and Wilkes on a 2-yard run to make it 26-6. And then right before the half, the last play of the half, Zeman to Spink on a 10-yard pass. 2-point conversion good, 26-14 halftime.
That's where our scoring stands. And again, two scores each by Zathan Allen and Malik Wilkes. Zeman scores on a run and a pass. And pretty exciting first half. Yeah. Lots of scoring, big defensive plays. A few injuries for Hanover Horton players, and we hope those guys are all right. But we did have one report that it was a broken arm, which is unfortunate. Glad to be here, though, in the halftime, and the weather has held off, and we hope that it will the rest of the night, and we can get the second half underway unfettered. What about the out-of-town scoreboard for us tonight, Matt?
Well, at Concord leads Jonesville at the half 14-0. Third quarter score, Columbia Central 14-0 over Hudson. Last report was halftime. Manchester led 16-7 over Grass Lake. Jackson High and Lansing Sexton were tied 14 all. Lakewood led 35-21 at halftime over Stockbridge. Addison, last report, led 19-7 over Napoleon. And I think that's it.
That's plenty. I think that's pretty good. Pretty comprehensive out of town.
I'm all over Twitter. I'm all over Twitter right now. So
if you wanted to tweet us, did we ever come up with our official hashtag?
Hashtag 105.3.
That sounds good.
You know,
whatever.
It's easy.
We'll find it on there. Know? Our halftime report brought to you by Collins Brothers.
In layman terms,
that's Matt's Twitter. And of course, if you want to get any back and forth with the famous Matt Layman, Whittemore Prescott Cardinal, and Mayor of Concord. Collins Brothers floor covering brings you a halftime report. We'll take a 3-minute break and we'll come back with a little more info, a little more action. Halftime score 26-14. Vandercook Lake in front of the Hanover Horton Comets, but the Comets set to receive the ball to start the second half. Again, 3-minute break and we'll be right back.
High school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle and Matt Layman on your K105.3 Football Frenzy. Collins Brothers floor covering halftime report as the Vandercook Lake Jayhawk marching band exits the field. Pretty good turnout actually tonight, Matt. It almost seemed like they were waiting to see what the weather was going to do, and it turned out to be so far a pretty nice evening. And we have
perfect,
pretty cool stands. The Hanover Horton crowd
compared to the last time we were at Vandercook Lake, it's perfect.
Yeah. Well, certainly. Teams coming back out of the locker room. We got the
5-3
Jayhawks on the field.
1-6-3. Again, 5-3-0.
Again, you heard the qualifiers there during the break for the two-year lease. 24,000 miles on the 2016 Chevy Cruze from Art Main Chevrolet. And if you want more details on how you could win that two-year lease, visit K1053.com. Check out all the Football Frenzy information at the site. Thanks to Bergman Specialty Products, Able Heating and Cooling, Carlton Equipment, Michigan Community Credit Union, Northwest Community Schools, ERA Reardon Realty, our touchdown sponsors tonight, our first field goal sponsors, Blue Water Pools, Flavor Fruit Farms, Jackson YMCA, County National Bank, and Wilby Transit Mix. And other additional sponsors include Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Hanover Horton Schools, Lomar Machine and Tool, Jackson Orthopedic Specialist, Dr. Rob Doan, and Jackson Area Subways here on the Collins Brothers floor covering halftime report. We put 3 minutes back on the clock as the teams are on the field. They have a chance to stretch out and get everything back in shape. Hanover Horton set to receive the kick. And I don't know, Matt, do you think there's any adjustments they need to make? I think cutting out the turnovers is the big thing.
I think this first drive for Hanover is huge. They need to drive the ball down the field, stick one in, and get it back to a one-score game. But the adjustments that they're going to have to make is they're going to have to stop Vandercook on offense, and they really haven't done that. Even the drive, you know, I think they scored on, we talk about four out of the five, and the one drive that they did stop them, I think Vandercook stopped themselves, and then Hanover botched that punt, and Vandercook recovered. So really, they haven't stopped them in the first half.
And I would completely agree with you on that. I think the first two possessions are going to be big for Hanover Horton, yep, in that they need to put points on the board and they need to get a stop.
They get a stop. Exactly.
And I don't know that they need to stop immediately, but they're going to have to get a one, maybe two, if they want to win this game tonight. And that's certainly going to get them back in the game. So we'll take a quick one-minute break, and we'll come back with second half action from the Chuck Miller Athletic Facility at Vandercook Lake High School, where the Jayhawks lead the Comets 26-14.